Chapter 7 Finding Rosie. Looking back on John's memorial last month, Liza was not quite sure what had compelled her to go. Her husband, Gary, had said, "Do what you need to do." Gary trusted her to know best. She had flown to California looking to resolve her past. She needed to get things back in order and say goodbye to John, who was the father of her two children. Robert, her oldest son, had gone with her. Robert was finishing college and had been accepted into law school. There were reasons that Charlie had not been able to go with them to his dad's memorial. Emma had just been born. Of course, Charlie did not want to leave Claire and Emma alone by flying off to California for his father's funeral. Claire and Liza both thought that this was the right choice. Liza had no idea that John's death would affect Charlie so much. Charlie's using had been spoiled by a driving under the influence ticket last year, but damn it, he had been sober for a while. She thought he was better. Liza was faced with getting structure and treatment arranged for Charlie again. This was not just her responsibility. She had been hopeful that John would step up and do something. Now he was dead. He could not help anybody. Charlie and Claire had a new baby. What a mess! How crazy was it for her to take on the dog? She was confused because Charlie did not have a dog. Grabbing the dog by the collar, Liza walked right past the receptionist and into her office, closing the door behind her. Turning loose of the dog, she sat in her chair and began to cry. "My God, how can I deal with all this?" she thought. "My son is destroying his life. His denial is so strong. In fact, he is unable to see clearly. Again." As if on cue, Rosie nuzzled her head up against Liza's thigh. There she stood. Liza had not even realized Rosie was with her until that moment. She hugged Rosie, and Rosie pushed back. "Where the hell did Charlie find you, Rosie?" Liza said as she scratched behind her ears. "You are kind of a sweetie." "I hope no one claims you, Rosie," Liza thought. "We need you." Liza petted Rosie on the head and rubbed her ears. Rosie's calmness traveled to Liza. In that moment, she listened to herself take deep breaths. Liza thought, "I do not want to violate the company rules. I do not want to violate professional ethics. I do not want to let my son down. I do not want Jess to treat Charlie like shit." The tears just flowed. The more she thought, the more she cried.